Fashionista Friday with Monica Botson from
Mind. Oh, sorry. I'll take a picture while we're working here.
No worries.
4 seconds. Angie's got the look on this Friday morning. Monica Botham's in the studio and has yet to sit in the chair. Woo! Monica.
Yeah, she's got the look. I had to step over a cord that's like 6 inches off the ground.
Don't trip and fall.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, you got the gnome sign here. Monica's in the studio. She's putting the apparel up. Judge brings in some quality apparel and a sign that says, there's gnome one like you.
That's what I thought of your station today.
What's that?
This.
Gnome like you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So Monica's is going to give this and a $25 gift certificate for your chamber event.
Yeah, chamber event tomorrow night.
So you can win this with a $25 certificate.
From Monica's.
Yay.
So you want to make sure you have the Madison DFW tomorrow night.
Better make sure you go there.
All right.
Bundle up, Buttercup. Well, it's getting warmer.
All right. I think we still have some tickets available here at the station for that. Anyway, that's a great sign, Monica, and you're in the studio once again. And what do we got? A lot of things to talk about today?
He's an organized guy. He hung up all this stuff on this railing thing, you know. It's so sweet because he says, I didn't know how you wanted it, so I just hung it all up. And I thought, that's so sweet.
Yeah, you put in the work, don't you?
Well, he's just so fabulous. I just...
You're still kind of recovering from the knee surgery.
Yeah,
right?
And I hate to say this, but I don't...
Take it by the mic there, Monica.
Okay, I like to do... I'm independent. I like to do stuff on my own. I really do. But I ain't gonna lie. It's been really nice. And I kind of getting so used to him helping me out. Now, that's not really good for Kevin, but it's good for Monica.
He's spoiling you that.
For a retired guy. He's awful busy now.
Okay.
Handling me.
So what are we doing there? Are you monicanizing some...
Yeah, I'm monicanizing some stuff. So we all know it's cold out. So do you feel like shopping? Probably heck no. But I got to tell you something. On a survey, and I'm just going to do this quick, Polly. If we can bend.
Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, no, I can bend pretty good.
Okay.
You know, I was at the workout center in Austin, Dawson already.
What? You worked out this morning already?
Yes.
No way.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, you have to.
I'm impressed.
So take a picture of this beautiful jacket. Because before we talk about black and white, I have to show you this oversized jacket that is so perfect for cold weather. And for the people that freeze, the mic is straight up. For the people that freeze, this is the fabric. Oh, we got to throw the Nomi in too.
Okay.
So this is so wonderful for people that get so cold. And we put a little... warm scarf around there. Oh, look at these gloves. So, ever since I've been in Minnesota, which is all my life, every winter I feel naked if I don't have gloves on. How about you?
I do too. I started wearing gloves the last 2 winters. Never had before.
Yes.
Gotta have gloves.
I remember going to school in Mineola High School, and I'll never forget this one girl always had raw hands.
Raw hands?
Yeah, she never wore gloves.
Bare hands. Okay.
Bare hands. You know, they were raw.
Yep.
You know, I mean, raw looking, like chapped and everything.
Oh,
and
okay,
I thought,
gotcha.
Well, you want to take a picture of this too?
You got that. All right. Yeah, okay.
So anyway, we're so busy with pictures. But anyway, to make a long story short, I have some oversized coats. And this is probably the best time of the year to buy them because, number one, well, I have them because I'm a shopaholic. But the thing is, you're probably never going to see something this beautiful ever again because it's longer.
What color are those gloves?
Oh, my colors. Cranberry, black, like a coppery tan color. This is just what you'd call a beautiful coat.
It is. Longer coat.
Yep. And then I had to pair it up with a longer, cozy cranberry sweatshirt.
Oh, look at the cranberry sweatshirt.
Oh, we have to match.
Underneath. Are those gloves warm?
Oh my God, yeah. And you know what else is fun about them is they have that touch thing for your phone.
What? Well, so they have a slip in there?
So on your, you know, where you text or whatever,
oh, yeah?
They have a little thing on there so you can leave your gloves on and text.
So you can use your bare fingers. Right?
Yes, yes.
Nice. All right. Okay.
Okay. So
what else we got?
So Kevin was
moving around a lot today. We're going to have to track you down to that.
Kevin was real organized today. He put it all in one area, which would make it easier. But what about me? Rip it all apart and think, oh, this will be easier this way. I think it was easier the way that Kevin
had. I think black color is the theme today.
Black and white.
Black and white.
Sure to please, because I have people texting me all the time, what should I wear? I don't know what to wear right now this time of year. What do I wear? And when you go on a trip, this is telling what you can wear now and what you can wear in a trip. And if you want to pack light, black and white is the ticket. It just is.
Yep.
It's so wonderful. This material is so comfortable. And
you can do black and white year round, can't you?
Oh my God. Like even if you go to a beach, I know you think of bright colors and stuff, but if it's silky fabrics, go ahead and get stuff that has black base in it, because I always tell the women, everybody has black sandals.
Black sandals.
Yeah, and they're comfortable and you love them and whatever. Just kind of go with what your shoes are and go from there, because this stuff is great. And in this fabric, I got more colors in the turquoises and the reds and purples.
So what did you call it, a silky material?
It's just a silky, this is the kind of fabric that you could go to bed in, wake up the next day, and it still looks great. It's great travel material.
Does it wrinkle?
No, I call it my travel material.
Travel, that's why you travel light.
Travel light. And you know, the thing of it is with this is we can roll it all up in a suitcase, and there is no drama when you're traveling because you have it all with you. And most of these places, unless my store was there, they just have name brand stuff, like Puerto Vallarta or Marco Island. They don't sell, like, clothing.
Okay. I bet you get a lot of clothing, that silky clothing, in a small suitcase.
Oh, my God.
A lot.
Yes, you do. And then look at, I have a little skort.
A skort.
Yep, with little lace siding.
Look at that.
Shorts underneath. So, yeah, it doesn't matter if you bend over or do whatever you got to do. You won't see nothing. Everything will be covered.
I like the sides on that skort.
Yep, it's called the side.
It's got little button holes, right?
No, it's just like little circles.
Circles, yeah, okay.
And then it's got stitching. And this is really, really unique. And they have it like in a skort. They have it in short. But right now, the skorts have kind of taken over the world.
Mm.
You know, people will still wear shorts, but a lot of women that come in love skorts.
Yep.
And you just pull them on. No.
No, that black skirt you got there, what top would you put on?
Oh, good job, Paul Remo. See, I was putting this under this white thing because I was thinking cold weather. But look at this V-neck, Lycra top. How cute is this with a skirt?
Awesome.
And what's fun about it is it's Lycra, so it's a little bit more fitted. So if you have to size it up, fine. But there are a lot of women that want a little bit more fitted shirt, but not too fitted. This is the ticket, and it's got the V-neck.
Okay. So you wouldn't want to wear a skort today, but this is for vacation stuff in the spring and summer. You got skorts in already. You always have skorts.
Oh, my gosh. I had to fill. Whoopsie daisy. So,
she's throwing clothes
around. Yeah, I'm
throwing
things just like at home, so I feel right at home. And so, yeah, so then with that outfit, we could have paired up this little white cotton shirt, and I'm always looking.
That's all white.
Yep. I'm always looking on the men for white shirt. I happen to have,
Now that's white. I mean, that's bright white.
Yes. So you fashionistas out there, if you need a medium, this is the cutest shirt you're ever going to find. You could throw it over your swimsuit. You could throw it over that little t-shirt, the little shirt thing. And this is just fun to have. And then you could pair your leggings, and then you've got the longer shirt to cover your butt.
Oh, it's a longer shirt.
Yep, okay. So, and everybody,
longer,
you know,
shirt in the back.
I don't carry many woven tops and a button because it's harder to fit for around the middle.
Yep.
And the, you know, breast and everything.
Okay.
They're just harder to fit, but this one was a good fit, so I grabbed it.
Can we just talk about the jewelry you're wearing today?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Well, thank you.
I just noticed it. Talk about the earrings.
Well, they're chandelier earrings.
Chandelier.
I had to wear these for you, Paul Ramo, because I thought, this is a conversation piece. I'm not going to bring it up. He'll notice.
I did. I just noticed.
So Paul is on the ball, like usual. He's not tired today because he noticed my earrings.
That's right. What's the necklace you got?
Yeah, and the necklace is just a necklace that is like a tiered necklace. Like, when people want to go on travel trips, I always tell them, just take one necklace with. Because if you take black and silver, black and gold, whatever, usually if you take black and white clothing, it matches everything. And no one knows.
Yep.
So many people take too much jewelry and then they maybe misplace it or...
I think every lady would want some earrings, those earrings that you're wearing.
I don't know. So I think
they look like a chandelier.
Yeah. So then there's a lot of women, and I'm so glad you brought this up, because this is one thing that really bothers me.
What's that?
I do my best to help people find the best item for them to make their, you know, buying clothes, it's a wardrobe expense, and it's not just buying clothes, because if you really do it right, it works in your wardrobe. And I like it when women say whatever they've gotten from me, they've worn it, that's wonderful. But I might mention something, and they'll say, oh, Monica, that's totally you. I can't pull that off. That's one thing that bothers me.
Okay.
And I don't know how to...
What's your response to that?
I don't know how to change it.
Okay.
But I'm working on it, and when I come out with my book, that'll be one chapter.
Okay.
It's going to be why not.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yep.
But I always say, love it or leave it. That's my motto for buying whatever you buy.
Okay.
And right. So, for some women, these are off the table, but if it was like, they'd say to me, if it was a smaller version of it, I'd wear it.
Yeah.
So I try to watch out for that kind of jewelry.
Okay, good.
Jewelry for all types.
All right, what else you got? We've got about 4 minutes here.
White long sleeve. You can wear it for golf. You can wear it for a baby shower, a shower with that skirt. Last year we did that a lot with my dresses and my skirts. Go golfing. Go to the shower, go golfing, wear the same outfit. It's a win-win.
Okay.
You can wear the same outfit. It works.
All right. You got a pair of jeans in front of you.
Yeah. I thought you'd like these, Paul Ramo.
Ooh, they got a little tear in them.
A little bit of rip and repair.
Rip and repair. Quick, think of the word.
You know, and so for those women, I don't have a lot of these left because these went right away. So if you're size 9, 29 waist, you should come and grab those up because... they've got a little bit of a relaxed fit. They're mid-rise, and they are super cute. And what I want to tell you about these would be fun to wear on the beach with that white shirt.
Oh, wouldn't it?
And just your swimsuit top underneath, if you have a two-piece.
Yeah.
Right. And then cuff these up more. Let me Monicanize an outfit for you.
Okay. Yeah, Monica's very good at that.
I don't know about how good I am. It's just Monica. I love it.
You do a good job Monicanizing. All right. Couple minutes left.
Navy.
Ooh, navy.
Navy capri.
Capri.
The fabric is wonderful.
Now
feel
that,
it.
That's a like a wider bottom there on the end.
So it's called the kick flare, and it isn't a skinny, it isn't a wide leg, but these were such a hit before. I've reordered more. Get your navy and white at Monica's as soon as you can, because it goes fast. Trust me, I try to reorder. And then this little navy and white, this should go in everybody's suitcase when they go on a trip. Lightweight, little hoodie, how comfortable.
In case it gets chilly out.
Great with navy, pops with white, but I have to, and I have white, but I have to tell you about what's in this bag.
Oh, we got a bag now. Pop out of her chair again.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
You okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We got Valentine's. You want to talk about that? And time's running out.
Oh my God! Time's running out.
What's in the bag?
The cruisers.
Oh, look at that cruiser.
So cruise on into Monica's today and get a pair of cruisers because these are not going to be in my store long.
Okay.
I've reordered them. Black goes fast. They did the little white stitch, like a little white stitch.
Yeah.
These are so cute. 7.5, 10. I have a few pair of those, and I wanted to talk to you about my high-rise jogger. Which must have fell out of my purse.
All right, let's talk. Valentine's coming up, and where
Valentine's coming
and where
up.
Open.
I'm sorry, Valentine's are coming up, but make sure you come in for the high-rise jogger too. And my hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook, and come on in and get a gift certificate or something fun to wear, or jewelry or whatever. For Valentine's.
All right, guys, run in and get a gift certificate for Valentine's.
They just love it. You can get them flowers and candy, but grab them a gift certificate.
All right, got to run, Monica. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, have a great weekend, everyone.